بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Hazrat has requested that we explain these beautiful couplets. In reality, the subject matter, the content matter is something that I myself cannot understand. We do not have the capacity to understand these words. As we mentioned in the beginning, these are couplets of a very great personality, a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great Allah wala, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. And just for us to gain an understanding of this personality, who he was, what he carried within his heart, we know that to understand a person, to understand the caliber of someone, we look at his produce, what he produces. To understand an ustad, the capacity of an ustad, a shaykhul hadith, we look at the level of his students. If they reach heights, we can imagine what the ustad must be. When it comes to Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayh, those of us in South Africa and Durban in particular, our great asatidha, mashayikh, ulama-i kiram that we have all benefited from, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid sahab damat barakatuhu, shaykhul hadith Maulana Harun Abbas Umar sahab rahmatullah alayh, these great, great ulama, great, great mashayikh, they were all the products of Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayh. All had islahi ta'alluq with him. We can imagine, looking at their caliber, what he must have held within his heart. Is a white Hyundai Grand i10 CX40LGZN. CX40LGZN, kindly remove the vehicle. So these couplets, my dear brothers, as we hear time and time again from our mashayikh, these ash'ar are not rendered for entertainment purposes, but this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would instruct him, and he would then compose poetry defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, defending the deen of Allah, praising Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from different riwayat we understand at times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would instruct him that carry on and render more couplets in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these ash'ar, these couplets are not just rendered or listened to for entertainment, that we enjoy the tune or we just enjoy the sound of it, but it should connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each line, each word contains deep, deep meanings. And really the pain of the heart, this great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have had, that he is now portraying this to us through these words. So in this particular couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi starts off by saying, Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. That, oh Allah, there is no reliance, there is nobody I can trust, no support, nobody for me besides you. And in reality, this is the sabak of our lives, my dear brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world to recognize this one aspect. If we can pass through our lives in this world and learn this, that I am totally dependent, reliant upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every step of my life, no matter where I may be, as ulama explained, without Allah, I am deaf, I am dumb, I am blind. I have absolutely nothing with me. My business acumen, my knowledge, my intelligence, my achievements, all go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah allows me to speak. Allah allows me to walk. Allah allows me to take care of my family members. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you for this purpose, to recognize me, to understand that I am the hand that feeds you. I am the one behind every bounty, every ni'mat in your life. Hazrat gives the example that a person wakes up in the morning and he prepares to leave for work. And on his front doorstep, he finds a beautiful basket of fruit and different colors. The aroma comes into the house, some fruit that are out of season. And he takes this into his house. He enjoys it. But he sees a note that this is a hadiah, this is a gift for you. How his mind will run the entire day. I wonder who was my benefactor. Who left it for me? Who brought this for me? Second day, once again, he leaves home, he sees the basket of fruit on his doorstep. Third day, once again, we can imagine by the third or fourth day, that person will stay up the entire night. That I have to see who is leaving this for me. one basket of fruit and he wants to know, where does this come from? That I'm enjoying this fruit every morning for breakfast. The children are taking it for school. For us, my dear brothers, how many bounties of Allah aren't we enjoying? Every day of our lives, different ni'mas, different bounties of Allah, our family, our children, our limbs, our faculties, these. But the thought hasn't crossed my mind as yet. They let me wake up early and search for Allah. Find out who is bringing this for me. Who has given me these ni'mas, these bounties? The Hazrat expresses this, that, oh Allah, besides you, there is nothing. There's no reliance, no support, nothing I can trust, nobody I can trust besides you. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif says that place your trust upon Al-Hayy, that being who is ever living. الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah's existence will never come to an end. In dunya we have people that we trust, we rely upon. Some contact, some person I can dial in an emergency. But inevitably what will happen, a person will phone the number, it goes to voicemail. The time I needed him, he wasn't there. Or something happens, the person is unable to assist me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Hazrat says, that is the line that will never go to voicemail. That signal will never be missing. The connection is always there, but for us to make that connection, for us to extend our hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat gives the example also of that alim who was sitting in the masjid, and he's giving the bayan from the minbar. And in the bayan he mentions that, O people, knock on the door of Allah, Allah will open his door for you. And there was an elderly lady living adjacent to the masjid. She hears the words of the alim. And from there she shouts out that, O Shaykh, I have never heard Allah's door to ever be closed. Leave knocking on the door and Allah's door is never closed. Allah's door is always open, no matter how far a person may be. These programs, these gatherings, my dear brothers, we have come here to learn this lesson. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only thing in my life. Then Hazrat mentions, Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. That, oh Allah, wherever I may be in the world, the most scenic of places, whether I may be on the seashore, whether I may be at the foothills of some mountain, some exotic destination. But oh Allah, no matter where I am, the only support I have is that sigh in your pain and your muhabbat. That ah, a person takes the sigh as the love of Allah floods through his heart. These are just words for us, my dear brothers. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they really understand this. How they take those sighs in the early portion of the morning, when they stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize Allah. They bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, wherever I may be in the entire world, no matter how scenic the place may be, but without this pain of your love, there is nothing else. I still need this in my life. And we find in the holiday season also, how much of effort is being made for a person to just find some contentment, some peace, some happiness. How much of money is being spent? Person flies overseas, he pays for his family members, and then he books the accommodation and the different delicacies and the different activities that he's doing day in and day out. And he comes back home and there's more despondency, more depression. He needs another holiday. Without connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat mentions the malfuz of Hazrat Mawlana Shafi'i Thanwi rahmatullah alayh. That one is asbab rahat, the outer means of comfort. Person has a comfortable bed, he has a soft pillow, or he has some tasty food. One is the asbab of rahat and the other is rahat itself. The asbab of rahat, the means that are supposed to bring comfort, supposed to bring contentment, does not necessarily translate into contentment. How many a times? A person has all the bounties of dunya at his disposal, but he cannot get sleep at night. He cannot be satiated when he eats. He's just not finding contentment in his life. Contentment is in connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And recently, Hazrat has been mentioning also the statement of Hassan Basri rahimahullah, that search for happiness in three things. Only three things. And if you don't find it in these three things, you won't find it anywhere else. And then Hassan Basri rahimahullah says, if you don't find it in these things, understand the door is closed for you. What are these three things? Quran tilawat, salah, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in turning to Allah, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, nahi khatam hoti, hai moje musalsal. He says, the waves of the ocean never come to an end. It's a never-ending system and cycle. The waves will continue to come. Likewise, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. My ocean of the pain of Allah subhanahu, the pain of the love of Allah, this also has no shore. This is a never-ending journey. How we find the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't wait to get back to the ibadat of Allah. They're waiting to break away from the people and once again stand on the musalla, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the name of Allah. As we heard in the previous session also, that a person wakes up in the dead of night and now he misses that time where he can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his communion with Allah, that special time. So he says, this ocean, the waves of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has no end. Hazrat Muhammad Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, gives an example. In India, at the train station, where peanuts are sold, and you see two friends standing and talking, and the person is eating peanuts, and because it is strong, his eyes are watering. His eyes have turned red, and he begins to perspire. He rolls up his sleeves, and his friend looks at him and says, why are you suffering like this? Why are you finishing yourself? Just put it away. You can't manage it. But he finishes that packet, he says, I'm going to buy a second packet. You don't understand the hawat. You don't understand how I'm enjoying this. Likewise, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in suppressing their nafs, when the temptation is there, desire is there, but to turn away from the disobedience of Allah, and to devote oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyment they have. As it mentions also, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are sitting on their rough and torn pieces of material, barely any worldly possessions that they have. But the enjoyment they have is more than the kings of the world can enjoy. With their heavy crowns also, they're getting headaches, they're getting migraines. But these simpletons, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they're finding? The incident of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh. He was the king of the time, extremely wealthy. And he had a palatial home, the king's palace. And at night, he hears some noise on the roof. And he sees there's a person, stranger. So the guards apprehend the person. And they bring him to Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh. And he asks him that, what are you doing here in my palace? So he says, please forgive me. I'm a traveler and I misplaced my camel. I'm just searching for my camel. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi says to him, that, oh foolish person, where will you find your camel? On the roof of the palace. How will you find it here? So he says, oh king, how will you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your soft bed? You also will have to undergo some difficulty, some challenges you will have to face. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi hears this and he gives up his entire kingdom from being the king of the time, enjoying the bounties of the world. But now he gives it up to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say he then goes into the jungles and he has barely anything besides the clothes on his back. But he finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He finds that the real happiness, real enjoyment in life. And finally, Hazrat ends off by saying, Ye akhtar usi ka hai, jo aap ka hai. Nahi aap ka, jo hamara nahi hai. He says, Akhtar belongs to that person who belongs to you, O Allah. That person who has submitted himself before you. He has loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhtar belongs to him. I am ready to become his slave, to submit myself before him. This lesson, my dear brothers, I have come here for this, we all have come for this, to learn how to submit ourselves. And we heard also in the past, the past sessions, those who spoke, the difference we find in our life when we just hand ourselves over. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat explains also, this is not about some sheikh worship or that we take some person as our guru and now we before I buy a car also I have to ask him, before I put on my socks I have to ask him. This is in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dini decisions for my islah, for my reformation, how do I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'll end with this one example Hazrat mentioned in the month of Ramadan also. The example of the young child. And this I find within myself, we all find it to an extent, that we are afraid to take that step, to hand ourselves over, to put our hand in the hand of the friend of Allah and say, guide me to Allah. Those who have done it, they are benefiting. Hazrat gives the example of the young child. His father, his brothers, his cousins are all in the swimming pool. And he stands at the edge and he's looking in. And to him it seems very deep. It seems scary. He doesn't want to put his foot inside also. And his brother is telling him, jump in. His father is saying, jump, I will catch you. His cousins are telling him, they're splashing around and he's standing. He feels safe. The water isn't touching me. He just cannot bring himself to jump, to let go of the ground. But then he sees everybody enjoying themselves. Finally, he brings himself to it and he takes that leap, that jump in the air. And for a moment, the fear goes through his heart that I've left the safe ground. Will my father catch me? Will I land safely? What will happen to me? In the same way for us, we give up some guna, some sin, whether it be some illicit relationship, some addiction we have, whatever it may be, some evil habit in our life, initially the fear will be there, that will I land safely or not? But then he goes rushing through the air and his father catches him. And the thrill and the ecstasy that goes through his heart. Now he jumps out of the pool, he says to his father once again, let me jump and catch me again. Third time, fourth time. His father says it's time to pack up and go home. He says just a few more times. He tastes the enjoyment of jumping in the air. Hazrat says, jump for Allah. Make that jump for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, today I will make tawbah. I will put my hand in the hand of some pious person. That person who I can click with, we have the same blood type. I can speak to him. He can guide me on this journey. Not for anybody else, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we heard, then we see the difference in our life. Whether I'm a businessman, whether I'm a professional, whether I'm a student of deen, whether I'm a university student, whatever walk of life I may be, see the difference, taste the sweetness in our ibadat, our family life. Our wives will become pleased with us. Our children will become happy with us. People will begin to become happy with us for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.